Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back upstate to the second hour of Upstate Outdoors. In this hour, as I discussed before we went to the break, I think our blood brother Philip Gentry is going to call in from down the road and let us know how it's going at the seminars where they're at the Cabela's with the crappy fishing seminars with crappy madness that's going on down there. And also we're going to have our buddy the bass chaplain Chris Wells. He has been in Kissimmee, Florida at Lake Tahoe most of the, let's see, I think since Wednesday, and covering everything that's going on down there with the new MLF, the Big Cheese bass tournament that's going on down there. And I think he had to get on a plane this morning, and he's in Indiana now, and he's going to be having a doing a banquet there in Indiana somewhere, so that should be interesting. And if we have some time, I'm going to tell you about some frozen gators spotted at Ocean Island Nature Park. Cold weather and gators, they don't, it doesn't mix, but maybe get into that, and who knows what else I might talk about. But in the meantime, We cooking up great white shark today. not really. This recipe will work for any fish, okay? Saltwater, freshwater, does not matter, okay? Does not matter. All you have to do is fillet the fish, remove the skin, okay? No bones, no problems, and you can have some of the finest fish tacos you ever put in your mouth. I'm a big fish taco guy. The only thing I like better than fish tacos is shrimp tacos, Money Penny. And I got a Mexican joint up by the house that got some good ones. They get their shrimp from the East Coast, and wow. Little old place and more, yeah, they got some good shrimp tacos. So here we go, fish tacos. Now, this is a two-part deal because I'm going to tell you how to throw a little coleslaw topping together. To begin with, you're going to need 2 cups of prepared coleslaw mix. Y'all know where you can pick that up at Ingles right after you get through talking to Money Penny or your Publix or wherever the case may be. 1 bottle of coleslaw dressing, 1 lime squeezed, all right? That's all you got to have for the coleslaw. And then for our fish tacos, what we need is 2 teaspoons. Of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1.5 pounds of fish fillets of your choice. You want to cut them into 1-inch pieces, okay? Does not matter. Crappie, bluegill, spots, stripers, perch, does not matter. On the other side, kingfish, Spanish mackerel, sheephead, redfish, speckled trout, does not matter, all right? But you just need about 1.5 pounds of them filleted with no skin. 1 tablespoon of chopped cilantro, and then I like the flour tortillas, the soft ones. It takes about 6 for this, but if you're going to have more people, more fish, you need to have more tortillas, all right? So in a large bowl, combine the coleslaw dressing, and about 1/2 the lime juice, and you're going to mix this well, and then you're going to cover up and stick it in the refrigerator, all right? In another large bowl, we're going to combine chili powder, black pepper, garlic powder, and salt. Mix well, add the fish pieces, and toss until evenly coated. And you just kind of shake them around in there with your hand or whatever, and make sure they're getting the pepper and the powder and garlic powder and chili powder all over the fish. In a large skillet, over medium-high heat, heat you some oil. You're going to saute these fish, and these little pieces aren't going to take long, 6 to 8 minutes top, and they're going to be flaking real easy with a fork. All right, and you want to stir them occasionally, and then sprinkle with cilantro and the remaining lime juice, you know, at the end, and then you're going to evenly distribute the fish down the center of each tortilla. Got tongue-tied there for a minute. And then I'm going to top it with the coleslaw mixture. And then, man, you know, you don't have to leave just the coleslaw. If you want to put a few tomatoes on there, chopped tomatoes, those are good. whatever you like to go on your taco. Maybe it's a little avocado, you know, or whatever. It's really good. And like I said, any fish will work for this recipe. And you want to serve immediately after you've got all that put together, done together, and ready to go. Fish tacos this week right here on Roadkill Cafe. Yes, the great and illustrious Moneypenny.
It's great that you're doing fish tacos this week. You brought up Ingles. Some people don't know that I work at Ingles also. But our production, one of our produce people, makes all the guacamole and the salsa and everything daily. And the one that she made yesterday, I got to try it. It was pineapple mango salsa.
I bet it was good.
Oh, my gosh. And the one thing that she made it for was fish tacos.
There you go.
Because it's got that sweet to it,
sure.
But as soon as you swallow, it's like a nice warm hug on your throat.
Right. And I've noticed also at my Ingles as well that they have great guacamole.
Oh, yes.
And I can take good guacamole, Moneypenny, and a bag of just regular chips and maybe another bowl of sour cream, and I've got the dipping thing going on. So, yeah, that's great, Moneypenny. Ingles, I tell you, I've got an Ingles right. I'm just blessed to have one right there at my house, and they're just, dude, they've got a lot of stuff. And the one at my house, and I'm kind of getting off the topic here, but they've started having Chinese food, Moneypenny, you know, oh my God, and they're stir fry, and the little lady back there, she'll like say, hey, Mr. Springer, how you doing? Which one you want to sample today?
What, they know you by name now?
Yeah, they know me by name. And I say, well, let me try this one right here, and they'll let you try it. And I mean, Moneypenny, you get a freaking styrofoam thing like this, and it's like $8, and I can eat like a couple meals off of it, and it's really good stir fry. So, you know, heck, who knows? You might get Ingles doing fish tacos any day now. I don't know. But, you know, don't be so, you know, these Ingles around here, they do have really fresh, a lot of their seafood is pretty fresh too. I've noticed that, because I can walk by a place that's got seafood display, and I can tell you pretty quick how fresh that seafood is, if you get my drift. So I guess we're going to go to commercial break, see if we can get Philip on the line, see what's going on up the road. So we're going to go early into this break, round up Philip Gentry, and he's going to give us all we need to know about crappy madness going on at Cabela's. Stay tuned. Tommy Springer, Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD. Get you some. Welcome back. Tommy Springer, Upstate Outdoors. We've talked everything saltwater in the first half of the show. Now we're going to switch gears. We had fish tacos on the Roadkill Cafe, and now we're going to talk to the master of all masters when it comes to crappie fishing. We're going to talk to Philip Gentry. Hey, Philip, bring the boat around and put another barrel in that crappie for me, would you?
Well, we got some big ones we could probably put a couple of barrels in.
Good. How's it going, buddy?
It's going well. I've been listening to the show during the break. We just finished up a crappie fishing seminar here at Cabela's, and I was texting Moneypenny going, oh, please tell me he's not screwing up. She goes, no, he's doing good. So,
you trained me.
There you go.
Come on,
all
Phil.
The confidence in the world.
Come on, Phil.
I never doubted you for a minute.
All right. Well, I've seen the crowds have been rather large now. I was looking at the crowds they had from yesterday. Same going on today?
Yeah, we've got a good turnout, even for a sunny day. Of course, a lot of the folks are saying, man, I'm going to leave here and head straight for the lake. But we got Crappie Madness going on at Cabela's, and it's a two-weekend event. I'm teaching crappie fishing seminars. Came out last night and had a big crowd at 7 o'clock. And then at 11, we had another big crowd, and we're in the fishing department at Cabela's, and a lot of folks coming out and taking advantage of the sales going on, and every now and then from the back somebody goes, where's Springer? I'm like, he'll be here next week. Don't worry about it. We'll be there.
Oh my
Crappie
goodness.
Madness will be right out in front of the bathroom and Crappie Madness here at Cabela's next weekend. So be on location.
Well, that's good. Well, Philip, I want to, you know, you've probably got a thousand questions that's being thrown at you because you're doing a seminar. Could you narrow it down to maybe the number one question that's probably been asked to you since starting last night up until today?
Well, probably the number one question we get a lot of folks going, you know, when's the best time to go crappie fishing, and what's the best bait to use. I've heard that one a good bit. And so we cover all of that. The best time to go crappie fishing is when the sun's shining.
Amen.
Like it is today. So it'd be a good day to be out there today.
I hear you, Philip. And I tell you, they got fried fish samples starting at 2 o'clock. So I'm trying to help you out there, okay?
Yeah, I was talking with Kaylin Harmon. She's the promotions director here at Cabela's. And I wasn't supposed to supply that fish because I ain't cleaning fish for nobody but myself.
Exactly.
Like, no, I went to the Ingles and I got some. I was going to get some tilapia, and everybody started hitting me and said, no, don't get tilapia.
Oh, my gosh. Don't.
So they're having flounder today. They're going to continue with Tommy Springer's saltwater version, and they're cooking flounder out here in front of the Cabela's today, starting at 2 o'clock.
Well, Philip, I tell you, a lot of people, I've been looking at some of the comments on the Cabela's website and also their Facebook page, and they're really enjoying what y'all are doing, and especially hearing it from people that actually live it, do it, and enjoy doing it, and to get that kind of information and back and forth, it probably make them catch a lot more crappie and know how to make a lot more crappie tacos.
Yeah, how'd you like the promo that I wrote for us today?
Well, that sounded like a pretty crappy promo to me.
I figured you would like that. So folks who were listening and want to find out where we are next week can go, oh, man, them guys don't have a lick of sense.
No. And I see they also got the kids casting challenge going on sometime down there today. Have you seen a bunch of kids running around with gotchas on the end of a Zepco?
Yeah. I was doing a seminar, and all of a sudden a treble hook come flying by my head. Some kid almost hooked me.
They're
over there in the fishing department. And another thing, too, that if I can promote on my own seminar is everybody who comes to the seminar and fills out a registration form is registered to win a Tracker panfish boat. I don't know if it'll be the same boat or not, but they've got one out here in front of the Cabela's.
Right.
It's a 16-foot panfish with a 40-horsepower Mercury. And we were talking about that before the seminar today. Your odds of winning are pretty good.
Yeah.
This is a national giveaway. But the B&M Pro Staff guys and myself are doing these seminars across the country, but you're probably looking at about 10,000, maybe 15,000 people, so your odds are better than the lottery of winning.
I would agree. It's a good-looking little boat, too, man, which would work great for pan fishing and crappie fishing, and you might could even step up and do some bass fishing out of that bad boy, too.
Oh, yeah, and that's one of the things that we cover in the seminar. The seminars this week have been on using multiple pole tactics for crappie fishing. And then next weekend, when Upstate Outdoors is broadcasting live from the Cabela's, I'll be running back and forth between the radio booth and the fishing department and doing a seminar on single pole crappie fishing tactics.
Awesome, Philip. That's awesome. Well, I got a text on the text line directed at you. It says, so what Springer is saying is that Philip is a world-class masturbator. What you got any?
Well, I have no comment on that.
I just had to because I could.
I do love some live bait.
Me
I don't
too.
Know that I've mastered it yet.
Yeah, me too. But, Philip, man, I just appreciate, you let me take the captain's chair today. And I'm sure everybody's getting some great information from you. And I hope you also tell them how to fight a 8-pound bass on a B&M rod with 6-pound test. I hope you run that in your seminar too.
Oh yeah, we've covered all that. We also covered how to catch speckled trout when you go down to South Florida and have no idea what you're doing.
Well, see, you've got all your bases covered, Philip. That's great. So y'all go down, appreciate it, Philip, and see my boy Philip. He's down the road. He'll be there all day today. And your next seminar is what time today? 4?
Yeah, we got another seminar. If you're in the listening area, you got about 30 minutes.
Okay.
The final seminar today will be at 2 o'clock. They're about hours. They give the first 25 folks who show up for the seminar get some free fishing tackle. And like I said, you get registered. You have to fill out a registration for the boat and some other prize packages. So just encourage everybody to come on down, and we'll talk fishing and have a good time.
All right, Philip, I appreciate you giving me some time. I know you're a busy man, and hey, tell them Springer will be there next week. You know, take care of all my fans and tell them Springer said duh, huh. They'll know what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah, and I got one piece of advice for you for finishing out the show today.
Right.
Don't screw up.
All right, Philip, I'll try to do you proud, my friend. Thanks a lot for coming and talking to us, buddy.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Ah, my buddy, he has such faith in me, doesn't he, Moneypenny? Not much. Okay, let's see what Tony from Pickens has to say, because I'm sure it's going to hit me right in the gut. Hey, Springer, rest assured that you're doing fine today, and especially well for an Alabama fan, Tony in Pickens. Yeah, I finally got that last gosh dog orange cleat out of the crack of my rear end about last week, so I'm good to go. See you next year. That's about all I can say about that. Really good show today, Tommy from Ingles. World champ. Appreciate that. That's the guy I was going to get in probably a fight with in the Ingles parking lot. And that was all just good radio. So just to let you know, that was all. We made that up. Springer don't fight no more, man. Shoot, too old. My knees are too bad. And that's about Chip. Chip said, Springer, come on down. I'm not fighting no 14-foot shark. I'll sit there and drink beer while y'all do it, but I ain't fighting it. So we're going to take us a break here coming up. We're going to try to get our buddy, the Bass Chaplain, Chris Wells, on the phone and see what's going on down at Lake Tahoe, or what was going on in Lake Tahoe, Kissimmee, Florida, with the Major League Fishing, because Chris is in Indiana now, going to do a banquet tonight and be a speaker. So stay tuned. Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD, bringing it to you coast to coast, worldwide, and bringing it right at you. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Tommy Springer in the captain's chair. And as we've been talking for weeks, bass fishing, the Elite Series, the whole bass fishing industry's took a big step. And their first big weekend was this one. And the guys have been down at Lake Tahoe, Kissimmee, Florida. And who else better to call than the man that spreads the gospel among the fishermen? And that's our own Bass Chaplain, Chris Wells. Chris, how'd your flight this morning?
Hey, Springer, it was fantastic. I actually went to sleep and didn't wake up till I got here, so that's always good for me.
That's always good, Chris. So so you're in Indiana going to do a banquet tonight. You've been in Florida that's the first right. of the week. So what I want to ask you is, what was the overall feeling and as all that took off and got started and got on its feet, and for you being there as it happened, just try to help me and our listeners feel that the way you were feeling about Thursday.
Man, I tell you right now, it's kind of how – the best I can describe it is how I feel right now. I've been sitting here the last 30 minutes watching the score tracker, and I bet we've had 5 different lead changes, and people are jumping up. It is a battle royal down there. We haven't seen anything this exciting in bass fishing probably just in 20 years. It's amazing. The feeling from everybody is just a – excitement, even guys, the old guys, you know, like Paul Elias, Shaw Grigsby, they're excited like little school kids out there. And so it's really giving bass fishing a shot in the arm.
Yeah.
You know, majorly, just because, you know, in the last probably 20 years, you haven't, the way BASS has been structured and the way FLW has been structured,
mm-hmm.
you don't get to see the huge comeback anymore. You don't get to see anybody come from way far behind. And Major League Fishing has brought that back. I mean, our old boy Andy Montgomery, he was dead and buried on the second day with 1 pound, 14 ounces, comes roaring back to the 17th place. Now he's battling to try to get in that top 10 with 2 other South Carolina boys.
Yes.
Anthony Gagliardi and Marty Robinson. It's like
down party there. Marty, oh, baby.
The party is getting it done. I tell you what, he is. He has been awesome, and got a chance to talk with all 3 of those guys yesterday, and they're just excited. And this format is just doing things in bass fishing that just we haven't seen in a long, long time. It's bringing a lot of excitement. The production value has just been outstanding, especially for a first go round.
They right.
They've got tremendous production capabilities in their production. I got a chance to peek into production trucks. looked like they had about 80 TV screens going on.
Wow.
And it's almost live. It really is. When you see somebody, they've got it where you're about 2 minute intervals, you know, where they know they can get that thing into production. They send that film back and they edit it and they get it right out back on, and you can watch it just about in real time. And that's just never happened before. And it's just been a tremendous deal. I know this, Springer, that a lot of guys from a lot of different places are saying they aren't getting very much work done this week because everybody's been watching Major League Fishing.
And so. I can see why, Chris, you know, because I've got to watch some of it earlier this week, and I haven't got to peek at it at all today because I'm doing this radio thing, but I get to talk to great people like you, so it's all good. But, but from what I have been watching, you're spot on. And also what I have noticed is how the weather, it's almost been like a 180 in the way the weather has really worked through that area down there, where earlier in the week that cold front was amazing, and now it looks like it's more Florida-like weather, and I'm sure that's really helping the fish catching.
It really is. You know, any time in Florida during this time of year, if it gets cold for a couple of days and then it starts warming up, you'll see a whole other spawn wave come in.
Right.
And that's what they're seeing right now. They're seeing those spawners come in, and that's why they're having so many lead changes so fast. And you can watch it. You can download the little MLF app.
Yep.
And it'll show you the score tracker, and you can watch it. They'll give commentary, but you can watch that score tracker. And I had my report all ready to go. I was like, okay, you know, Takahiro Mori's leading, and
right.
I look 30 seconds later, and he's not leading. It's bam, bam, bam. It's just going. You know, I'm like, you know, Montgomery jumps into 10th place. Now he's in 13th place. Ott Defoe's moving up. You know, Mori's moving back up. It's just, it's exciting to watch.
It's almost impossible to kind of do at the way they fish and the way they're doing this and how the tournament is done. It's almost impossible to kind of give an up-to-date, you know, report, you know, because
that's right. That's
exactly.
Right. You know, from the radio it is. But I tell you, you know, the fish are moving towards the banks at Toho. You know, they're getting shallower and shallower every single day.
I think
the FLW guys are going to hit it just right down there. And the BASS guys, we're going to hit Palatka. That'll be a toad fest next week. It'll be an absolute toad fest. But I tell you, this one today is going to – the cool thing about it is you can fish right up until the time the tournament is over.
Now, sure.
Before, you can't do that.
Right.
Before, you had to – if you ran 30 minutes, you had to leave 30 minutes early to get back, to get to that weigh-in in time. They don't do that in the MLF. They just – it's just you fish right up to the last second. And then, you know, but the cool thing is when that last second is over, you know right where you stand.
Right.
Right where you are. And then they bring them in and do interviews with the guys. And that's been really cool. And their stage is outstanding and their setup has been outstanding. And I've been very impressed, especially for our first go-round, you know, with Major League Fishing with this new DPT format.
And the crowd, how's the crowd? The crowd looks like it's been pretty impressive, Chris.
The crowd has been really cool. What was really cool is the first day they had Johnny Morris throw out
yes!
the first pass, and I was right behind him over there.
I watched it off of your Facebook page.
I'm in the red Bass Pro Shops clean suit back there jumping up and down.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to be that close to the, you know, that historic moment where they threw out that first deal with Kevin Van Dam. And man, it's just been kind of a shot in the arm to bass fishing. Now, let me tell you, just like anything else, there are other opinions about that. There are other opinions. I mean, some people call Major League Fishing the dink trail. You know, they're just catching little fish. But I tell you, when you say that, you need to look down the stands because a guy today caught a 9-12.
I seen that.
So they're still catching big fish. But unlike other trails, you know, every fish counts.
Right.
And when every fish counts, you can go on a tear. You get into the right school of fish, and you can come from way, you know, way down and bolt back up to the leaderboard. So nobody's out of this until the very last cast.
And see, I really like that because, you know, I'm like you, Chris. I'm all about catching fish. As many fish, as much fish. I don't care if they're 17 inches long or they weigh 3 pounds. If we're catching them, I'm happy. And
that's right. That's the way I feel, too. I just want to catch something. And, you know, guys kind of look down on people that catch smaller fish. But really, you know, in this format, you're fishing for anything that, you know, that's a legal fish that can bite. And you're trying to trying to get as many of those as you can. So you can win by catching five great big ones, or you can win by catching 25 little ones. So it's a cool deal.
I think that's what I like the most about it, Chris. You know, I mean, okay, so what if you're catching, if you're small fish, if you're in a school of them and you're catching them every other cast, you're going to make your way up the leaderboard just by numbers, and I like it. I really do.
That's exactly right. And the biggest thing, you know, there are a lot of new guys that are just fishing this major league fishing, and the biggest thing I've heard them say is, man, that score tracker gets in my head.
Sure.
Because I remember Bradley Roy said, you know, I really thought I was prepared for that. But when he said, when they say score tracker update, he said, I immediately start fishing faster. I start sweating and I'm starting doing, but it's really wild. You can watch them springers. They'll start taking off clothes when they say score tracker update.
Sure.
They're trying to get a jacket off or trying to get a happy and trying to get. Well, man, this thing's upsetting me. You know, it's pretty cool to watch them have to deal with that.
But all in all, the fishermen are just really they're buying into this, and the camaraderie is great from looking at it from your point of view. And everybody just seems to really this is going to be something. And I'm really glad to be and fortunate to be here to be part of history.
Man, it really is. Everybody feels that way. I tell you, one of the different things though is like. I rode up to Ott Defoe and Mark Rose and Andy Montgomery one day, and they asked me to go out to eat dinner with them. So I drove up, and Andy was parked way up on the left-hand side. Ott was back on the right, and Mark was over there, and they all had their backs to one another. And I said, hey, what'd you guys do? Did y'all get a divorce or something? He said, we can't get any information. He said, I'm not even allowed to look over at his boat. And so
right.
They wouldn't even look at each other's boats or what they were tying on to make sure that
wow.
You know, they didn't get any information. And before, you know, and those guys, you know, they'll have friends and just like anything, they'll help one another. And yeah, I think I'm catching them on this or that. Can't do that anymore. Can't get any information
wow.
from another competitor. And so that's all. So that makes an interesting dinner conversation because we're not talking about fishing.
You got to talk about something else. Oh, man. Well, let's shift gears a little bit. And you're in Indiana, and you're doing what the good Lord put you on this earth to do, and that's spread the good word to good people. And you're at a banquet there tonight, correct?
I am. We're over here in Bedford, Indiana, and it is about 2.5 inches of snow on the ground. But they tell me it's warmed up. I can still see my breath. But they said it was about 11 below zero 2 days ago, so I'm glad that I wasn't here then. But we're going to have a good banquet. They've got this is the first time this church has ever done that, and very exciting to see that. It's a great way to reach out to, you know, to men who don't normally like to come to church. It's a little different experience. And so I'm looking forward to that, and it's going to be a good night tonight, and I will preach there tomorrow and then be back in South Carolina tomorrow night, Lord willing, and then I'm headed to Palatka, Florida to do the focus meeting at the BASS Elites. They'll be down there all week, and be flying back to do First Baptist Spartan.
Yes, yes.
Wild game banquet a couple of nights, and then flying back to Palatka, and then I'll be flying straight from Palatka. Straight to Houston to the next major league fishing. So it's one after the other.
Wow, it's a busy time for you, Dev, Chris, and man, I live vicariously through you at the when you do these things, and I just want you to tell all our listeners how they can if they're wanting to get in contact with you, how they can do that, and so forth and so on. Before I let you go, Chris.
Oh man, that's easy. You can go to chriswells.org, and if you can't remember that, you can just type in the Bass Chaplain. And I'll be the first one that comes up.
Yes, sir.
And, love coming to churches. You know, love talking to all kinds of groups. Doesn't matter if it's men, women, children, whoever. I love talking to all kind of church groups.
And I can vouch for you too. And if you do give Chris a call or even a text, he will get right back with you, because I think yesterday I surprised you, because I'm not a texting kind of guy. And I said, hey Chris, you got a moment? And he's like, who's this?
Remind me who this is. I had just driven 7 hours, and I came in, and I was so punchy. I was like,
yeah, I bet.
You got to remind me who this is.
It's all good.
Bad.
It's all good. Well, Chris, man, we love you here at Upstate Outdoors, and you're part of the team, and you just keep doing what you're doing and making people's lives better, because I feel like my life's a little better every time after I talk to you, brother.
Well, brother, I appreciate that, and appreciate you guys, and look forward to being with you again soon.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, Chris. God bless, and preach it like you know to preach it tonight, brother.
Will do.
All right, man. Bye-bye. That's Chris Wells, the Bass Chaplain, man. And like he said, he's got a couple of local gigs. Is that cool to say gigs for the Bass Chaplain? But he's got a couple of banquets, wild game banquets he's going to be doing here locally. Those will be coming up in the calendar of events. And, you know, I think I got a minute or two. You know, we had this real bad cold front come through. And we do have alligators on the coast of South Carolina. And when the water freezes over, these gators, they usually stay underneath the water, but they've got to breathe every so often. So what the gator do have is nose poked up out of the water, and he knows exactly when to do that just before the surface of the water freezes. So they had a lot of that going on down at Ocean Isle Nature Park, and it's pretty cool looking at these gators. There's nothing but the nose of it sticking up out of the water. It's quite significant. And if you're interested in that, you can go to carolinasportsman.com. It's on there. Check it out. It's pretty. Alligator popsicle, Money Penny. What flavor would you like? Money Mini says none. We're going to go to our last commercial break here, and we're going to come back with the calendar of events and our parting shots right here on Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD, bringing it to you from the heart, from the soul, just like we always do. Stay tuned. All Alone, the Watchtower of Upstate Outdoors. Springer back, wrapping up the show. Been a fantastic show in the captain's chair. Money Penny has guided the Springer Madness into a fine old machine. Thank you so much, Money Penny. All right, calendar of events. Here we go. Now, ain't I supposed to do calendar of events, and then I have to give you a signal and so I can do the parting shot? Okay, Money Penny's looking at me, shaking her head. Okay, I got this. All right, calendar of events. As discussed today on the show, Philip is down at Crappy Madness today at Cabela's, and he will be doing a seminar at 2 o'clock. So as soon as Springer goes off the air, you can go see the other side, other part of the sidekick of Upstate Outdoors, our own Philip Gentry, telling you how to whack and stack some crappy. And they've also got free kid activities going on from noon to four on today and next Saturday. I think they got some kids casting challenge, and they also going to have some fried fish samples, baby, starting at 2 o'clock. So 2 o'clock seems to be the magic time to be at Cabela's today. And also next weekend on Friday and Saturday, they will be doing the same thing on a re-rack, and Philip and myself will be live from Cabela's with Upstate Outdoors. Next Saturday, we'll be in front of the fireplace right by the bathroom. And as we have discussed a little bit with Chris Wells, he's got a banquet coming up at the First Baptist Church Spartanburg Recreation Center, which is a huge complex, very nice. And that's coming up. He's got one on the 7th of February and also the 9th. The one on the 7th is starts at 6:30. In the dining hall in February the 9th, which is next Saturday at 6 p.m. So you can come and hang out with us at Cabela's and then go see Chris at First Baptist Church Spartanburg at the Recreation Center and dining hall. And the ticket deadline is, what's today, the 2nd, Money Penny? Yes. Today, the ticket deadline is tomorrow, and for more of that and more information on the tickets, go to www.fbs.org/wildgame, or you can call 864-596-4108. We also got a Hunt and Heritage Banquet coming up, National Wild Turkey Federation, Greenville Chapter, at the St. George Hellenic Center, coming up on the 20th. Of this month, 406 North Academy Street in Greenville, South Carolina. For more information, you can contact Cliff Timmons at 864-616-6769 or go to the NWTF website, click on events and local events, and then you punch in South Carolina, and boom, it'll be right there. And then our buddy Chris Wells going to be doing another Wild Game Supper on March the 9th at the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. And that will, the doors open at 5:30. And adults 15, children ages 6 to 10, $10. And children 5 and under are free. And I've got a list of numbers to call here. And this is also posted on our Upstate Outdoors Facebook page with these phone numbers. So I'm going to give you a couple right off the top. Melvin Shelton at 864-426-3251. And Brittany Billings at 864-706-5164. Our brother Chris preaching the gospel and getting her done. And that's also, as I said, on our Facebook page as well. And our buddies down the road at the Carolina Farm and Wildlife Supply is going to be having a squirrel tournament coming up February the 23rd, and going to have prizes out for the most weight for each team. Limit is 20 squirrels. And for more information, you can call our buddy Bart down at Wildlife, Carolina Farm and Wildlife Supply at 864-585-0935. And also, coming up in March as well, I got to see these guys last week at the boat show, the Antique Fishing Tackle Show, Saturday, March the 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., sponsored by Carolina Antique Tackle Collectors. And this is going to go on at the Crown Plaza in Greenville, Greenville, 851 Coggery Road. And if you're in, and let me tell you, these guys has got some old vintage lures. I mean, like the kind that used to be in your grandpa's tackle box, and they redo them, and they've got some for sale. And bring in your old fishing tackle for expert identification. Like if you got a lure you think may be worth something, bring it in to Hack and Sharon, and they'll look at it and give you that information. And for more information, contact about the show, contact Hack Hensley at 864-380-3129, or you can Hack you can give Hack an email at cdyhjy@gmail.com. And that is your calendar of events. Money Penny, help me out. Money Penny, you ever got lost in the woods? I have gotten lost in the woods too. Not too bad. Not one of those deals where they had to call out the sheriff and all that stuff. I just got turned around. But just up the road in North Carolina, Casey Hathaway was found after having been missing for 2 days and told rescuers that a bear kept him safe. Wonder if it was Winnie the Pooh. I don't know. Let's read further. A 3-year-old boy from North Carolina is reportedly back home in good condition, healthy, smiling, and talking after spending 2 days in frigid weather, sudden cold weather, freezes, you know, I mean, it's just, it got cold. It was really cold. And Casey Hathaway told his family and rescuers that he hung out with a bear after disappearing from his grandmother's yard in Emmanuel, North Carolina. A 2-day search effort ended with when Craven County Sheriff Chip Hughes said crews followed up on a tip, all right, and they got to looking for him, and they were able to locate him. So I'm going to read you what the sheriff said. The sheriff said he did say that he had a friend in the woods that was a bear that was with him. Sheriff Hughes apparently misspoke in the video, claiming the bear was with him for 2 years. But we'll assume he meant 2 days, all right? So according to the kid, the black bear just kind of friended him, and I don't know if the good Lord was, you know, smiling down on this kid and maybe putting a calm hand over the bear, but nobody knows but this kid and the bear if it's true. But, you know, black bears are the only species found in North Carolina, and the most recent numbers from the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission states that there are about 17,000 in-state black bears, and attacks on humans are almost non-existent unless the bears are have cubs and are pestered and bothered. So the sheriff's office seemed reluctant to make much of the bear part of the story. It's it's easily the most intriguing aspect of a situation that captured the attention of many throughout the 2-day search for Casey. So Casey's fine. I guess the bear's fine, Money Penny. You reckon the bear's in the woods like, man, what happened to him, Bud? Man, I mean, I went and got us some berries, and I got a big bowl of honey here, and we were just going to have some berries, and we're just going to have some honey. Your thoughts, Money Penny?
I wonder if the bear's name was Baloo.
Ah, that's another one, because Baloo, that's from, what was the name? Jungle Book, right? Yes, that was one of my favorites as a young child. So who knows? I'm glad the kid was safe. I'm glad the bear is safe. I'm glad it all ended happily. And I just want to take a moment here before I go off the air to thank Moneypenny. She's a great help. You have no idea how good Moneypenny is. If you don't believe me, ask Bob McLean and get you some of that. And letting Philip taking the chance of me doing this by myself. Great job, Tommy, on the text line. Thank you very much. And it's not about me. It's about y'all. It's about you out there that listen to us every Saturday. That's why me and Philip come in here and do this, okay? One of the main reasons, because, you know, we feel it's a passion of ours, the outdoors, and it's a big passion with a lot of you out there. And if we can make great radio and forget about the craziness that's going on in the world for just 2 hours, make you laugh a little bit, make you maybe learn something, and maybe even make you hungry with the Roadkill Cafe, then our job is done, and it's been done well. So thank all of you. I appreciate it. I want to thank my guest today, Captain Chip McAlove, Outcast Sports Fishing. Please check him out. If nothing else, go to his Facebook page and just look at some of the photographs and some of the pictures that he has, okay? I'd like to thank my partner, Philip. Run up to Cabela's right now. He's fixing to start another crappy seminar class at Cabela's at 2 o'clock. Check him out. He is the man with all things crappies. And Bass Chaplain Chris Wells, I appreciate you. God bless you. God bless everything you do and the comfort you bring to a lot of people in this world, especially me, old Springer. And thanks to all our texters on the text line. We had a bunch of them today. Had fun. God bless. Talk to you next week. Springer loves you, mean it. Get you some. And woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.